Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now I asked a sports betting watcher to chime in on the football game tonight. It's Sam Panionovich. Hey, Sam, how are you?
King John, doing well.
What did you think of the NFL games over the weekend, by the way?
I thought that game between the Texans and the Chiefs, if you didn't watch that game or if you fell asleep in the first quarter, second quarter, you probably were surprised by the outcome. I mean, that's what I took away most from the weekend. If you're a Chiefs backer like I am, I had the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl going into the postseason, and I thought, uh-oh, this is it. They're down 21-0 in the first quarter, and then somehow they're up 28-24 at the half, en route to a 51-31 win over the Texans. Patrick Mahomes only 5 touchdown passes yesterday. Is that kid something or what?
Yeah, I think the Bears should look into him. He might be somebody we should get on our team.
I know, and I wonder, and this is something that I thought might have been your news quick question, where did Ryan Pace watch this game? In a closet somewhere? Because, you know, those are two quarterbacks. And this
think
is, you know,
that.
You hate to keep bringing it up, but these are the two quarterbacks that he passed over to take Mitchell Trubisky. I can't imagine he watched that game very pleased.
He was that's such an interesting point. Somebody ought to just, Ella, find out, where did he watch the game? Give him a call. Ask him right now. And what was that like for him personally? Did he cheer on the young man, or was he just miserable every minute of the game? The other game that was fascinating to me was the Ravens and Titans. I was just kind of kidding Dave Ennett about this, but I haven't watched enough NFL to know who Derrick Henry is. He is so much fun to watch, this running back for the Titans.
And he did it not only against the Baltimore Ravens, the number one overall seed in their building, but the fact that he tore up the Patriots and the Ravens in back-to-back weeks. And this is sort of an anomaly here, because when you look at how they're doing it, he had 30 carries yesterday for 195 yards. But when you look around the postseason, every other team has been doing it with pretty much over-the-top quarterback play.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Tannehill was 7 of 14 for 88 yards, and they win that football game by 16 points. That doesn't happen in modern-day NFL football. The fact that they're doing it with like a 1970s offense is really something fun to watch.
Yeah, he's like a delivery truck. You just put him in gear, and boom, he just slams through stuff. About the Chiefs game, by the way, where the point fluctuation was just so drastic. How did that impact the betting world yesterday? What was the line, or what were the odds? What was the money? Do you have any anecdotes or information along those lines, Sam?
Let me tell you this. The point spread in Vegas on that game closed at Texans plus 9.5 or plus 10. So as long as the Chiefs didn't win by 11 or more, the Texans would have covered that bet. And I'll tell you, if you had the Chiefs, or you had the Texans plus 10 and they're up 21-0, you're already counting your money, because with the point spread, that's 31-0. So if you were in Vegas or Indiana or any of these states that are legal and you had that bet and you took the Texans, you were, like I said, you thought you were probably good in that first quarter. And the fact that the Chiefs rattle off, I think it was, let's see, they were down 24-0.
Right.
And they win 51-31. That is an onslaught of offense. The point total in that game was actually pretty low. I think the point total was about 56, and the Chiefs get 51 by themselves. So the game went over. The Chiefs covered. But the fact that the Texans not only didn't win, but didn't cover a 10-point spread when they were up 24-0, you never see something like that, ever.
Imagine if you were sitting at one of those places where the guys are having their beers and eating their sandwiches and watching the big screens, and they've got the money on the line, and then their team is up, and they're spotted 10 points. And so those guys must have been the happiest guys in the world. They couldn't lose. And then not only did they lose, they got whipped. I would imagine if you'd had a camera on those rooms, you would have gotten some interesting reactions.
We should start putting cameras in every room. Ryan Pace's room, in bar rooms, something. And I know you sound genuinely excited. And it takes a lot to get you excited for a sporting event. 51 points in a playoff football game when you're down by 24, they set a whole bunch of records for things that have never been done. I think they were the first team ever to go down 20-plus points and win by 20 points in a postseason game in the history of the NFL. That's a long time.
Well, see, that's the way I watch NFL and NBA, too. If there's a player or a game or team, rather, that is exceptional, then I can watch that. And there were such standout performances yesterday that it was thoroughly entertaining, even though I didn't know a lick about these teams. And that's the way I'm approaching the game tonight, Sam. I was hopeful that you could just give me a few things to key on to help me enjoy watching the game tonight.
Well, this is just, you know, the coronation that this college football playoff, when they implemented this playoff going back, you know, 5-6 years ago, the fact that we now have the two best teams, and I think we've had the two best teams over the last 4, 5, 6 years in the playoff. I think the first playoff was actually 2014 when Ohio State won the playoff. I think that I have that year right. But the fact that we have, again, what I believe are the two best teams just tells me that this playoff has gotten it right, because for years, going back decades, it was number one against number two, but that was really just the voters deciding it. Now that we actually have a four-team playoff that gets rid of all the bad teams, a la Oklahoma, who got shredded by LSU, and we had Clemson, Ohio State, which really I thought was going to be the de facto championship game. This college football playoff has worked wonders for getting us the best national championship game. And going into this game, you have pretty much the immovable object against the unstoppable force, and that's Joe Burrow and this LSU offense, which has been setting records. He's 3 touchdown passes away from the most single-season touchdowns in a single season, which is incredible. And you have this Clemson team, which hasn't lost in 28 games. Trevor Lawrence, their quarterback, has never lost a college football game. And they're now a 6-point underdog, which I think is a little high. They won the championship last year. All they have done have beaten every single team on their path, but you have this LSU animal, and I talked about this when I was in your studio last Saturday. Going back 2 months ago, the narrative was, well, LSU's good, but they can't beat Alabama. They pound Alabama, and now nobody is saying that they can lose to Clemson. It's just the narrative has swung so much on this LSU team. But this game tonight, you will have probably the best defensive team that this LSU offense has seen. I mean, they just haven't been tested this year with a physical, in-your-face type defense that's going to smack you right in the mouth right away and set the tone. LSU is now, they were a 6-point favorite. Now they're a 5-point favorite. So I think some bigger money has started to come in on the Clemson side. But the point total here is 68. So Vegas is telling you, you're going to have a game in the 30s. It's going to be back and forth. I hope it's one of those games like Clemson-Alabama a couple years ago when Deshaun Watson, ironically enough, led Clemson down the field, fourth quarter, final touchdown, and they won that game in the final minute. I hope that's what we get tonight. That's what I'm rooting for. Yeah. I think Clemson's going to win. I think they're the most talented team in the country on both sides of the ball. But this should be a game that could go down to the final play, to the final minute.
Okay, so a lot of scoring, an even game. The LSU quarterback is standout. It'll be fun to see if he gets 3 touchdowns. I'll key in on all of those things. By the way, personally, I think the Tigers are going to win tonight. Give me another player play moment that you think will be big tonight.
I think Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, and by the way, I just realized what you did there with the Tigers. Wow. you're something. I think that the Clemson quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, is going to outplay LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, who won the Heisman Trophy and then cried like a baby. Not that that matters.
Wait a minute.
That's how it goes. We trade jokes here.
The crying was lovely. It was a beautiful thing.
I don't want to rattle your cage here. I'm not going to fight you on crying.
It was wonderful.
But there is a prop bet that I really like tonight, okay. And this is the total passing yards for Joe Burrow. It's 360 yards. You can actually bet over or under on Joe Burrow, and I think he's going to hit a little bit of a wall tonight. I don't think he's going to throw for 360 yards. I think he's going to actually be outthrown by Trevor Lawrence. This kid has a chip on his shoulder. I think he will be the better quarterback tonight than the quarterback who just won the Heisman Trophy. So that's what I'm looking for tonight. I also wanted to ask you a quick question. I know you have to go. You're in this big, massive WGN betting pool. Yes. I know the entry was, what, $5,000 a person?
$5 a person,
oh, $5 a person, right. That's the point. $5 or $5,000. Isn't it more fun when you got skin in the game? Aren't
yes.
you excited for your Niners?
Yes. I learn that lesson every year at the NCAA March Madness tournament as well. And I'm not a gamer. I don't know how to game. But if you just have a little action, it does make it more fun, Sam. And that is why I called you, sir. Thank you for your time. I'm out of it.
You got it. Enjoy the game tonight. Have fun.
Sam Panionovich helps me understand those numbers when we talk sports.